Will Malachi Branham stay at Ohio State, or will he keep his name in the NBA draft and hire an agent? Well, he answered that question just a day ago. Possible landing spots for Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave today in the first round of the NFL draft, and predicting what round each Buckeye will land in this weekend. All that and more right here on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back for the episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Thursday, April 28th in the year 2022, and today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. I would also like to thank everyone out there for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen of every single day. Today is a day numerous players, football players, have dreamed about for their entire life. That is, the NFL draft kicks off today for the year 2022. Over the next 3 days, you will hear numerous players get their name called in Vegas and their futures as professional athletes become real at that moment. But then there's another player that's not playing football, but he is playing basketball, who is thinking about going and being a professional right now. 1 year at Ohio State, a phenomenal first year, the flourishing freshman, as I've called him numerous times here on the podcast, and he is saying, hey, maybe it's time for me to make a decision about my future right now. No waiting. Don't wait until the deadline. If I know what I'm going to do now, let's go ahead and make that thing concrete. And that's what Malachi Branham did just a day ago. As he announced, he is keeping his name in the NBA draft. He is hiring an agent. He is foregoing his future eligibility playing college basketball. Malachi Branham, the young man that came in game one or game two, and Chris Holtmann trusted him with the ball late in the game, last second situation, made a key assist to Zed Key to hit the game-winning bucket. And that was when I started to say, okay, like, I know Malachi Branham is good, but how special can he be? So special that every single month, from the month of November all the way through the end of the season, his points per game average kept going up and up and up. And I don't mean 2 points to 4 points to 6 points. I mean, what, 8 points to 10 points to 16 to 18. I mean, literally that type of jump. It kept getting better and better and better. Malachi Branham, in his freshman year, his only year at Ohio State, averaged 13.7 points per game, 3.6 rebounds per game, 2.0 assists a game. He shot 49.8% from the field and shot 41% from downtown. Malachi Branham is an athlete that I do believe numerous NBA teams are going to be thinking about and seeking his services once he is in the NBA draft. Standing at 6'5", 180 pounds, he's not a perfect prospect. He's not a polished prospect. There are still things he can do to get better. And of course, those are things every athlete that's in this NBA draft can do to get better. However, Malachi Branham said, why should I wait? If I know now what I'm going to do in the future, why hold up and wait to make that announcement? Let's make it right now. And I think it's a great way we can, great tool we can learn from Malachi Branham. If we know what we're going to do, why wait? Just make the decision. It's going to be a whole lot easier for us and for other people involved that are in our lives, maybe a job, maybe personal dealings, relationships, friends, family, things of that nature. Just make that decision now. Over the weekend, I thought it was very interesting because he said he would like to hear more from NBA teams. I think that may have been a negotiating tactic or a way for him to speed up this process. Because I know when I used to sell cars, there'd be times that you would say certain things knowing it's true, but you're saying them trying to see what happens next while negotiating. Now, I was not one of those sleazy salesmen that was out to get you, take all your money. Absolutely not. I was not that kind of guy. But in negotiating, just like Malachi Branham, you're going to say certain things to seek a response. And the response you get is going to help you learn more about yourself in the situation you are in. I think We can learn a lot, and this could actually be a benefit to Ohio State. Now, on the basketball court, it's going to be a downer because Malachi Branham is needed next year on Ohio State's basketball roster. Now, granted, Ohio State brought in Tanner Holden from Wright State, a transfer guard. They also just recently got Sean McNeil, a guard from West Virginia. So they got two guards to come in to kind of fill some voids. However, the roster is not full. The roster is not complete. There are still holes on the roster. We'll talk about those next week, even though there's a lot on the plate to talk about right now. Malachi Branham is actually doing something that can help Chris Holtmann in recruiting because there are going to be guys Chris Holtmann seeks after to bring to Ohio State that are top 50 prospects, top 25 prospects, maybe even a top 10 prospect. And as Chris Holtmann just has his first one-and-done athlete as a basketball coach, this is something that Chris Holtmann can use in recruiting and saying, hey, look, we just brought in Malachi Branham, a team that needed a spark, a team that needed a second scorer. Down goes Justice Suing. Seth Towns doesn't play a game. And all of a sudden, we have this freshman who became the flourishing freshman who did phenomenal things for us, and he was a one-and-done athlete at Ohio State. He capitalized on his name, image, and likeness at Ohio State, and ultimately, he's going to capitalize on his future in the NBA right now. Now, if you are a one-and-done athlete, Chris Holtmann talking to prospects and recruits, you can follow the same path that Malachi Branham used while at Ohio State to do that same thing, to come in, do phenomenal things, wow people, play great basketball, and potentially go in the first round of the NBA draft, because from the mock drafts I have seen, we'll look at some of those next weekend in the foreseeable future. Going to try and get a guest on to get more of a breakdown on Malachi Branham, a scouting report as he goes into the NBA. You're going to realize that he's good. He is probably going to be a first-round pick, and this is something that recruits, some coming to Ohio State this year, some in the future can look at this and say, with all the deficiencies and the issues Chris Holtmann has coaching the basketball, and he has had coaching the basketball, we're seeing him even in a year where people think he should get fired, he is doing certain things to help recruits down the road. I'm telling y'all, that's something that in recruiting, if you can do something now to help people that are trying to get and trying to do phenomenal things at the school you are at, you are winning a battle that not a lot of coaches are able to win. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your betting stats and sports info. Find all of the latest sports developments, league reviews, and news, including this year's basketball playoffs and the start of the Major League Baseball season. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoffs, esports, and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Thank you for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen of every day. Now make sure to check out the Locked On NFL Draft coverage that will be live tonight, tomorrow, and on Saturday. Live coverage of the 2022 NFL Draft from our studios in Dallas with a pick-by-pick analysis from our local team of experts and draft gurus. Tune in all 3 days as our draft team guides you through every pick and every trade in real time. It all starts on Thursday, today, April 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, available on the Locked On NFL Draft Locked On NFL YouTube page, and on the Odyssey app. I will be on there. Be looking for me Thursday, Friday. No, for sure on Friday I'll be on there, as that'll be the day that most Buckeyes are drafted between the 3 days of the draft. You got quite a few guys that'll go in the second and third round of the draft. I'll be on there. Different hosts from the Locked On NFL family, Locked On College family will be featured as well. You want to be tapped in, tuned in to that live coverage, because it's exactly what sports fans like you will love. As you go through and look at different mock drafts, you see one thing specifically about Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. They're not saying the same thing about where these athletes will fall or land in the NFL draft. Now, there may be one player, which there is one, Garrett Wilson, who has multiple possible landing spots. Well, he's only going to go to one, but there's multiple places that might take his services in the NFL draft. But most will not have him going further than the number 11 pick, probably the number 10 pick in this NFL draft, But then there will be places that will say, well, this young man here, Chris Olave, he can go all over the place. I know going into the end of this upcoming college football season, some said he was a second rounder. He played so well this year and from his combine and pro day, people are saying, no, Chris Olave is a future first round pick, but where will he go? Garrett Wilson, I see two possible landing spots. Now, I went to a recent mock draft and I saw numerous teams that were looking at getting a wide receiver. Not everyone got them in this mock draft because I looked at a few, but a lot of teams are looking at wide receivers. The Falcons, the Jets, the Commanders, the Eagles, the Packers, the Titans, the Chiefs, and of course the New Orleans Saints are all possibly going to take a receiver in this upcoming NFL draft. These are all first-round teams. I think there's only two possible landing spots for Garrett Wilson. The Atlanta Falcons at 8 and the New York Jets at 10. The only way I think he falls to the Jets at 10 is if Kayvon Thibodeau was available at 8. It would make a lot of sense to me for the Falcons to take Kayvon Thibodeau. I think he's that much of a talent, that good of a talent, someone that can drastically change things down there in Atlanta. You just lose Matt Ryan. You bring in Marcus Mariota, which it's not the best replacement, but it is what it is. It's what you got. Yeah, you need a receiver. Atlanta needs a lot of things. But if they can bring in Kayvon Thibodeau, that makes sense to me. I think that's the only way they go away from taking Garrett Wilson at number 8 is if Kayvon Thibodeau is available, the Oregon edge rusher, edge defender. Now, in regards to Chris Olave, another first-round pick, but I got numerous spots right here on my chart, on my notebook, that he could possibly go. I don't think he's going to the Falcons at 8 or the Jets at 10. I think he starts getting more traction starting at 11. He could go anywhere from number 11 through number 29. I personally don't think there's a way that there's a possibility of him slipping past pick number 22 to the Green Bay Packers. But at number 11, the Washington Commanders, he had a visit with them. Terry McLaurin and Curtis Samuel, former Buckeyes, are out there in Washington. I'm also going to tell you, it's going to take me a long time to say Commanders. I was slowly getting used to the Washington football team. As weird as that sounded, I actually liked that name for that team, and I had no problems with it. But then I think when they went to the Commanders, they wanted a mascot and all those things. Okay, great. But they could have kept the Washington football team. They could have kept the other name as well and been A-okay with me. But Olave, I think, is going to start getting a look at number 11. And then here's where things get interesting. The Saints have, at number 11, you have the Washington Commanders. See, I told you it's going to take me a while. The Eagles at 15. I looked at the mock draft. They were taking Drake London, wide receiver from USC, at number 15. But I still think the Eagles, if Olave is available at 15, that's a conversation to be had. Does Drake London fit us better with Jalen Hurts out there in Philadelphia? Or do we take Chris Olave? Which receiver fits us the best? That's a conversation that they'll be having right there in their war room. But at 15, if he does not go at 15, the New Orleans Saints at 16 and at 19 are possible spots. I think the Saints have had their eyes on Chris Olave all year, even going into last offseason when they're preparing for this draft. They're even saying, Chris Olave, if he's available, Let's take him. I know my guy Ross Jackson over at Locked On Saints has been drooling at the possibility of Chris Olave to go to New Orleans. And so I hope, for my own personal sake, that I get a chance to chop it up with Ross in the offseason, in the upcoming weeks, because I know how much he would love to have a Ohio State receiver in New Orleans once again. You lose one in Malcolm Jenkins. You add one last year in Pete Werner. Why don't you add another one this year in Chris Olave? It would make a lot of sense to take him down there. But it's up to the Eagles and the Commanders. If the Commanders at 11 take him, sorry, Saints. If the Eagles at 15 take Olave, sorry. And here's where things get a little bit more interesting, because 22 with the Packers, this particular mock draft, this is actually coming from 11warriors.com. Dan Hope put this together. He had Treylon Burks from Arkansas going to number 22 to the Packers. I don't know if they're going to pass up on Olave if Olave is available at 22, which is why I think this is the last spot that Olave will go. Realistically, there are a couple more possible spots. two more teams that need receivers if he is available, if he slips past 22. But I realistically don't see a chance of Olave going past the two picks that the Saints have and then also slipping past the Packers. But think about it. If you have a chance to play with Aaron Rodgers, if Aaron Rodgers can have his way and get Chris Olave up there in Green Bay, hello, let that make sense. Let that boy spin. Let that rock go to Olave numerous times in Lambeau Field. I see that. I realistically see that as a possibility. Of course, the Titans at 26 and the Chiefs at 29, I would be highly, highly surprised to see Olave drop past number 22. But the Titans at 26 and the Chiefs at 29, those are realistic spots for Chris Olave. And this mock draft that I'm looking at from Dan Hope, the Titans took Jahan Dotson from Penn State at number 26. Then they took Christian Watson from North Dakota State at number 29. I don't want to butcher his name because I do believe this young man can play the football. That is correct, Christian Watson. I could not read my handwriting. I'm glad my computer is up here to get that name correct. From Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson going in the first round of the NFL draft, what are possible landing spots of the other Buckeyes that will be drafted this weekend? We have some more players, athletes that will be drafted. I do think there'll be five more other than Garrett Wilson and Chris Olave who will get drafted. Nicholas Petit-Frere, Thayer Munford, Jeremy Ruckert, Haskell Garrett, and Tyreek Smith. I do not think Master Teague, DeMario McCall, Antoine Jackson, and Chris Booker will get drafted this weekend. I don't think that. I think three of the four will be undrafted free agents of the last four names that I mentioned. I'll go over those here very quickly. But with the other five players that will be drafted, I'm just going to predict the round they're going in. I am not the expertise to put into what team they will go to. There are numerous other avenues and places that cover Ohio State football that do a great job of it that will have ideas. I mean, even we talked about it the other day with Bill Bender from Sporting News, how he had his All-Ohio State mock draft, and he even predicted where everybody would go. I think Nicholas Petit-Frere is a lock for the third round. I think that his versatility playing left tackle and right tackle, and his ability to learn a position quickly in the offseason, and his savviness on the field, and ability to be a team player. Now, he's a staple. I do believe he is a tackle in the NFL, unlike Thayer Munford, who might play a couple positions or, depending on team need, could go inside to outside. I do think Petit-Frere is an offensive tackle in the National Football League. I think he's a lock. I will say this, a lock to get drafted in the second round. Next up is Jeremy Ruckert, a tight end. Somebody that I think in the NFL, there's going to be an NFL team out there that will gladly take his services and that will gladly tap into the skill set that Ohio State really didn't use to their advantage. Now, granted, at Ohio State, your tight end is going to block first, catch second. Great. Going to do a lot of blocking. I mean, 90% of the time, you're going to be blocking. That's your main focus. Not saying you're not going to be running routes, but you're going to be blocking. Now, maybe a little exaggeration on the percentage, but you get the point. The other portion, very few times, when you're running the routes, you're just basically a decoy. You're not getting they're not running many plays for you. No. But I do think in the NFL, there will be a team or two that will take Jeremy Ruckert in the third round, or think about taking Ruckert in the third round of the NFL draft, because his ability to run block, pass block, and to get out and open and use his 6'5", 255-pound frame, I believe that's something that NFL teams will love to use when they get their chance to. Thayer Munford's an interesting one, going outside to inside. I think he is a third-round pick. Now, I am also up in the air about this one because I was a little hesitant, based off last year's film, to say he's concretely a third-round pick. But I think that the film from the previous year at tackle supersedes and is better than this film that we saw this past year at guard, which makes me wonder and think, will we see a team take him earlier than expected maybe and put him back outside where I think he's more comfortable and where I think he might be better suited at with certain teams in the NFL? Yes, I think we might see a spot with him at guard, But his guard film and the tape was not the best. I mean, he's going to get drafted. Don't get me wrong. But I had questions about him playing guard. Even though guard might be the best fit for him in the National Football League, as Ryan Roberts from RisingDraft.com stated recently, I don't know, man, but I still think third round is a spot for Thayer Munford. The next two guys I do think will get drafted, they are day three picks. Haskell Garrett and Tyreek Smith. Day one is round one. Day two is Friday. That's rounds two and three. And then day three is on Saturday, rounds four, five, six, and seven. I do think Tyreek Smith, as weird as this may be, for some reason, my gut says Tyreek Smith is a fifth round pick in the upcoming NFL draft this weekend. I believe Tyreek Smith, even though there was a lack of production, I do think there is a skill set that can be needed at the next level. And I do think he was a better I grew to enjoy more of Tyreek Smith playing football than Jonathan Cooper. I'm not saying Jonathan Cooper was a bad football player at Ohio State, but there were notable deficiencies with Cooper while at Ohio State. And I do think that with Tyreek Smith having the skill set that he has and being a player that translates very well with a skill set at Ohio State, you could see him as a rotational piece in the NFL. Someone that's not fighting for a playoff for a roster spot, but that is on the roster fighting for a starting spot, but more in a backup role. You could see possibly. Now, I don't know how likely we are to see this, but you could see Tyreek Smith be a player that goes and does a little standing up 2-point stance on the defensive line. That versatility and size that he has, Tyreek Smith, fifth round is good. That's solid. Haskell Garrett, sixth round. Now, this one's interesting because I do think Haskell Garrett, the injuries and sometimes the rotation from last year kind of hurt him. He, like Bill Bender said, will be fighting for a roster spot. Sorry, buddy. That's just the way the cookie crumbles, but I do think Haskell Garrett is a fighter. I do think Haskell Garrett has what it takes. I do think HG, I have never called him that, but I might start calling him that. I do think HG is up for the task. He's going to turn some heads once he's on campus, once he's fully healthy. He's going to be somebody I do think will be a journeyman in the NFL. Will not stay on one team, the team he drafted. I could easily see him being on 3 to 5 teams in the National Football League, having a 6 to 8 year career and being somebody that even though he got drafted a little bit later than people liked or thought he would be before his final year at Ohio State, I do think HG is going to be somebody that will NFL teams will love over the next 6 to 8 years as he's playing in the National Football League. Three undrafted guys. One guy I don't think will be four guys will go undrafted. Three of them, I believe, will get picked up via the undrafted free agent market. Sorry, Chris Booker. I would love for you to have that chance. I just don't see it. Maybe CFL or an arena or an indoor league that you could get paid while playing football. That may be the avenue for you. I just don't see Chris Booker playing in the NFL and getting a chance to play, make a roster. I just don't see that. Master Teague, there's a slight chance he goes at the last, in the final bit of the draft at the seventh round, but it's very, 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 very small. Master Teague, undrafted free agent this year. DeMario McCall, undrafted free agent this year. Will he play running back? Will he play slot receiver? Will he play DB? That's to be determined, depending on what team picks him up. But that versatility might make him a person that teams will say, hey, he played quite a few positions. It's up to us to figure out which one suits him best at this level. He could also be somebody on special teams as well. And then Antoine Jackson, defensive tackle. I think he is going to be someone that could be in the preseason. I don't know if he makes the 53-man roster, but he's another undrafted free agent that is going to be a Buckeye. That's a lot in a short show or in a regular time show. I hope you're ready for the draft. I am. I'll be ready. I might be live tweeting this thing, and I don't really live tweet many events as much as I might tonight. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07 to find out. Also, send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. Thank you once again for making Locked On Buckeyes your first to listen every day. Now make your second listen, the Locked On NFL Draft podcast. Ryan Tracy and former NFL defensive back Eric Crocker bring the NFL draft to life every day with insight and analysis on college football prospects and NFL front offices. It is free and available wherever you get your fine podcast.